Whenever you're ready.
Call the Story County Board of Commissioners meeting back to order. Moving along now to item number 10. We'll recess now and convene as the 474 Fire District Board. And on to item 11. This is discussion and possible action. Story County Fire Protection District agreement with Nevada Division of Forestry for participation in Wildfire Protection Program, WFPP. Chief Nevin.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. For the record, Jeff Nevin. This is the same contract that you've seen in previous years with some great additions, actually. It's a great insurance policy for us. They've changed their program this year to allow us to bill them in lieu of the federal partners that we have. So, and then they'll pay us right away, and they take the waiting game to bill those federal Forest Service and BLM, so we don't have to wait months to get that. It's almost instantaneous. Again, 2-year program. The current one expires June 30th of this year. This is required to renew the agreement for the next biennium. The contract will be in effect from July 1st, 2017 until June 30th, 2019. There are no cost increase with this contract, and the first 4 years have proved to be beneficial to both parties. This contract is $150,000 per year for a total of $300 over the biennium. Any questions?
No, this is a good program. We've been in this for several years. It's a very small insurance policy for what we get in return.
Yes.
And I might add, I think it's amazing that it hasn't gone up. I'm very grateful for that. When we signed on to this program, was it 2 years ago, Chief, or 4 years? 4 years ago. You know, we fully anticipated that that 150 would start blossoming, and it hasn't, which I think kind of attests to great leadership down in the Nevada Division of Forestry and great cooperation between the various agencies like ours. So, great job.
Now that you made public record, it probably will go up. So, so anyway, why don't we ask if there's any public comment regarding this? Any questions from the commissioners?
No.
Motion for approval?
I move to approve the renewal of the interlocal contract between Story County Fire Protection District and the State of Nevada Department of Conservation and Natural Resources, Nevada Division of Forestry, for the Wildland Fire Protection Program, and authorize the chairman to sign.
Second.
Moved and second to approve this agreement with Nevada Division of Forestry. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Moving along now to item number 12, discussion of possible action. Consent agreement, a mutual release between Story County Fire Protection District and James Hardy Building Products settling disputed fire code violations. Mr. Loomis.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. last summer, James Hardy Building Products experienced a hazardous spill on their property. It went outside of their containment area. I think there was something in the area about 64 gallons of dilute sulfuric acid that made it over the secondary containment area and into an area, storm drain area where it was corralled. They called in a hazardous material cleanup company to come in and clean it up, which they did do. But they did not report it to the Story County Fire Protection District for about 9 days. And that failure to report resulted in some citations, a citation being issued. And the way that it works is it's a violation for each day of failure to report. And so the citation referenced nine violations for each one of those days in several different areas. The total amount of the fines imposed was approximately $63,000. James Hardy retained counsel and sought an appeal of that decision. And according to our ordinance, the appeal from a decision of the fire marshal is to the state fire marshal. And that has been problematic in some respects because the state fire marshal wasn't in existence. The position was vacant. They had an interim fire marshal. Was not exactly clear as to whether he wanted to hear anything along these lines or not, from what I have come to understand. I did ask the attorney for James Hardy, well, send me a a letter detailing what the problem, why you think there's a problem with any of these the citation, which he did. It was fairly extensive. I provided that to the fire district. The net result was that the fire district met with Representative James Hardy out of the James Hardy building, and the fire district's concern was safety of the building for the occupants and guests and the employees that were working there. They worked out a variety of different corrections that James Hardy agreed to make to the building, and we then were presented with a consent agreement, a mutual release, under which both the fire district and James Hardy consent to dismiss the appeal, to release all claims that they may have. The fire district will retract the citation and will proceed forward. They're going to make the corrections. And that's the agreement that is before you today. So if you have any questions, I'm happy to answer them. Or if any questions at the fire district, I'm sure they're happy.
So the fine stays in place?
No, the fine will be dismissed. Okay. There will be no fine.
This time.
There's nothing else for.
Just out of curiosity, it seems like they've had complaints before or problems before.
I defer that one to the fire chief.
This is our fire chief or is his uniform?
It is.
Doing a sewer treatment plant primarily.
Good afternoon, Chairman, board members. There have been issues in this facility previously. We've worked through them extremely well with them. They've had a host of problems, really, with their EHS folks, their environmental health safety, and recruitment and retention. We feel that they have a good recruited new position just recently filled that's very willing to work with us, and that's why we were willing to essentially waive these fines in lieu of them putting those dollars back into the safety of the structure. And that's really what we wanted from the start. We're not out to get rich off this. We don't want to prosper off of failures from a company. We want to work with them and mentor them to grow and take care of their own building and their folks. So that's what this agreement's really about.
Okay. I see you're comfortable where we're there now.
We are. Okay. And they've done a very good job. They jumped right on top of several immediate life safety issues. We're very comfortable with where they're at.
Any other questions? Fire chief? Good. Any public comment? Hearing none? Can I get a motion to approve this consent agreement?
Okay, I move to approve the consent agreement and mutual release between Story County Fire Protection District and James Hardy Building Products and authorize the fire chief to sign.
I'll second.
We moved and seconded to approve this consent agreement. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Okay, we're going to go ahead and adjourn as the 474 Fire District Board and reconvene as the Story County Board of County Commissioners. Next up is item number 14, discussion of possible action. These are business licenses, second readings.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On behalf of Community Development, we are recommending approval of all items on the agenda A through T. As having met our requirements and suitable for licensing. They are Cobham Wireless, Visotech America, Capital Builders Hardware, Inc., Techno IC Disc, Inc., Medcon USA, Inc., Wedco, Inc., Matsui Machine Limited, Mitsubishi Chemical Engineering Corporation, Robert McKinney, Lisa McKinney, DBA, The Power Company, MAC Corporation, Team Technic Corporation, Northern Electric, Inc., System 7, Inc., Panasonic Industrial Devices Engineering Company Limited, Tech USA, LLC, Sierra Scales, LLC, and that is a home-based business, Efficient Industrial Installation, LLC, New Earth Concepts, Maleco Personnel, and Tamari Recycling, Inc., all to be approved.
Did you read them, by chance?
Which one?
System 7.
I thought I did, but in case I didn't. And also M System 7, Inc.
All right.
Thank you.
Any public comment regarding items A through T for second readings? Hearing none. Motion for approval?
I'll make a motion to approve items A through T.
Second.
We're moving to second to approve all items for second readings. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Under item 15 is the correspondence, the Story County Fire Protection District report for February 2017, which is in your packet, which is very informative. We appreciate the fire district going ahead and providing that for us on a regular basis. Know where it's going on throughout the county. Moving along now to item number 16, we'll open it up for public comment. Any public comment today? Mark, did you have some? No? Hearing nothing? Please adjourn.
Okay.
See you April the 4th.